Hi, I'm Gemma Dempsey, and thanks for joining me on KCRW's Global Gig Guide for yet another virtual tour of music festivals around the world. This week we'll stop off in London for the Latin Sounds of La Niña, then to the south of England for the Isle of Wight Jazz Festival, followed by a ferry ride across the Channel for Le Printemps de Bourges, and finally a quick roundup of who's on tour around the world. London is a city full of many cultures, and in April the Latin music scene will be represented at the Royal Festival Hall for La Línea Festival. Now in its eighth year, La Línea presents a diverse range of music and performances, from the likes of Gustavo Santaolalla's Bajo Fondo Tango Club on stage with Daniel Malingo for their UK debut, the Lontano Ensemble performing work by Villa-Lobos and Nazareth. There's a unique collaboration between flamenco guitarist Paco Peña and the sitar giant Nishat Khan. And author Isabel Allende will read from her memoir, The Sum of Our Days. For tickets and information, go to the Royal Festival Hall website. The Isle of Wight is a small island off the southern coast of England, famed for its colourful sands, Cowsweek and Queen Victoria's Summer Palace, as well as being home to numerous rock, pop and folk concerts over the years. This month, it's the turn of jazz music, as an international lineup performs in and around Ventnor over the weekend of April the 11th to the 13th. From the US, Maceo Parker and Band featuring Dennis Rollins. From Israel, multi-instrumentalist Gilad Atzmon and the Orient House Ensemble. London's Manteca and the Messing Around Club Night featuring DJ Perry and much, much more. If you plan to check out the Isle of Wight Jazz Festival, you should sort out your transport as soon as possible, as you'll need to book a spot on the ferry, unless you're the proud owner of a boat. Speaking of the sea, let's sail across the Channel to Le Printemps Festival de Bourges, an annual event that's been going since the 1970s. This five-day festival boasts an international lineup, including Fat Freddy's Drop, The Kooks, Justice and Ricky Lee Jones. Best to check out the website for tickets. Adele's show is already sold out. She's the UK's chanteuse sensation. Check out her US radio debut, archived on kcrw.com. And if air guitar is your thing, then you're in luck. Email your details via the festival's website and you might be one of the two lucky finalists invited to spin your arms in an air guitar face-off. For more info, go to the Global Gig Guide page and look for the link to this event. And lastly, a quick roundup of who's on tour and where. Katie Lang has dates in Australia, New Zealand, the UK, the US and Canada.
Help me, I think I'm falling in love again. When I get that crazy feeling, I know I'm in trouble again.
Ladytron has just announced dates in North America beginning in May in Alberta. And last week we featured Duran Duran Down Under. And this week we also have a classic from the 1980s, George Michael. He'll be coming to the US and Canada for the first time in 17 years. The tour coincides with a double CD called 25, featuring some Wham classics and new songs with Paul McCartney and Mary J. Blige. That's it for another edition of the Global Gig Guide. If you want to hear it again, you can download it as a podcast on kcrw.com or on iTunes. Otherwise, check back with us next week for more information on global gigging.